Hey, what is going on? It is Crypto Bobby. Hope you're having a great day, great night, wherever you are watching or listening in from. Today, I think one of the more interesting things to me is Bitcoin's dominance, the dominance ratio that a lot of people like to keep an eye on. And Bitcoin's dominance ratio has been slowly within the past month, 2 months, been creeping up. And it's getting to the point where we're seeing Bitcoin close to 50% dominance again. And I think it's potentially the start of a continued trend, at least going into this ETF decision. So I want to talk about a couple different things there and just generally speaking, market trends insofar as Bitcoin dominance is concerned. Now, today's episode is brought to you today by LinkedIn Talent Solutions. I talk and work with companies in the crypto asset space all the time. And the biggest complaint everybody has is how hard it is, how difficult it is to hire top quality talent in this space. And the best and the easiest way to do that is utilizing LinkedIn's Talent Solutions. And the big reason for that is that it's not just a job board. It is a network with both active and passive candidates. And it allows you to find the highest quality and highest number of candidates for every job opening. And if you go to linkedin.com/Bobby, you'll actually get $50 off of your first job post. It is by far the best way to access over 70% of the US workforce and the best way to hire talent for your crypto project. So again, thanks for LinkedIn Talent Solutions, and head over to linkedin.com/Bobby for $50 off your first job post. Terms and conditions apply. Let's hop into it. Looking at on-chain FX today, Bitcoin in the top 10 was really one of the only ones that was up USD-wise. EOS and Stellar Lumens were up about 1% USD-wise, but Bitcoin in the top 10 led the way, and the vast majority of other large kind of large cap crypto assets were down against Bitcoin between 3, 5, 6, 7, 8% with coins like IOTA getting hit pretty hard, Tron getting hit pretty hard, Litecoin also getting hit pretty hard, Ethereum against their Bitcoin ratio. And as we've seen on a kind of continued basis here, if we go over to CoinMarketCap, the total market cap dominance of Bitcoin has been rising really since bottoming out around, at least recently, early May, after the little mini altcoin run we had from April to early May, where the Bitcoin ratio bottomed out around 35% or so. Bitcoin's ratio is now back up to 46% from a market dominance standpoint. Depending upon where you look, it's close to 50% on-chain FX because they have less altcoins. But this is something that I think is really interesting as we continue to move forward here, because it affects how you might want to weight your crypto portfolio, you know, how heavy you want to be in Bitcoin versus how heavy you want to be in altcoins. And obviously, you know, the time to really have determined some of this would have been ideally in May, after the altcoins ran for a little bit of time. And if you were to move some or all of that profit to Bitcoin, you probably either would have performed a lot better and potentially held value a lot more and or made more gains. So I think, you know, this is a little bit hindsight, but we also want to look at the future of where this market and where this industry is going. Now, one thing I will say is that when you do look at Bitcoin dominance, inherently, at least in my mind, it's a little bit of a flawed metric, because there is really an infinite number of altcoins out there. You know, there's a new ICO, or there's multiple ICOs every single day. The altcoin market caps can often be very, very inflated, especially ones with low liquidity that might only be trading $1,000, $2,000 a day, but still have a multi-million dollar market cap. There are issues with this metric, but generally speaking, it does go to show in some respects really the flow of money between Bitcoin and the rest of the market right now. And it is pretty clear, especially in the past few days, where we've seen a fairly substantial jump up from about 42% all the way up to close to 47% from a market dominance perspective. It's pretty clear that a good amount of money is flowing from altcoins back into Bitcoin. And some of that, I do believe, is in anticipation of this Bitcoin ETF. I do think that there are people kind of trading into, trying to, in some cases, like buy the rumor of this ETF and potentially sell the news one way or another. A lot of the rumor date now is that like August 10th timeframe or so. I don't think that's necessarily guaranteed, set in stone by any stretch in time. But that's what a lot of people seem to be just trying to like push that narrative of, oh, it's going to happen by August 10th, or we're going to find out about this on August 10th, whatever it might be. But as I'm looking at this, this is kind of one of the key things from my standpoint of trying to figure out exactly how I should be positioning things. And I think there's kind of two components right now that I am, just from like an overall market sentiment standpoint, that I'm looking at and I'm thinking at about when it comes to Bitcoin dominance. Number one, I do think that there really is, interestingly enough, I feel like there are more and more people that are shifting from kind of a, not necessarily like, you know, altcoiners or shitcoiners or whatever you want to call them, but I do think that there are a number of people that have gotten into this industry in, let's say, late 2017, early 2018. Maybe they heard about Bitcoin and they put some money in altcoins. Maybe the altcoins did well, maybe they didn't do well, but they start to learn about these different, you know, these different assets outside of Bitcoin, and then start to realize, you know, some of the unique and interesting value props of Bitcoin as a whole and why Bitcoin still is big daddy, even if from a technical perspective, you might argue that there are better, faster blockchains out there, or they're more, you know, technically capable blockchains, whatever you want to say. There is a reason why Bitcoin maximalism is a thing. And I do think that there are a lot of people that are kind of switching into that direction over time. I've talked to more and more and more people that kind of, as the longer they're in the space, the more pro Bitcoin they become, because they kind of view it as, you know, the only thing that they can really trust in the long term. So I think part of it, you know, part of this is that almost mindset. At least I'm seeing this on Twitter and in a number of other forums, is I see, number one, kind of a shift in some cases towards Bitcoin maximalism for some people. And I'm also seeing like a disillusionment of token sales, of ICOs, of ICO'd projects, and of utility tokens as well. I think, you know, kind of more time goes on, people are getting frustrated with these tokens that are supposed to have utility on a specific platform, and they're not necessarily, that utility is not there, or, you know, the project is not delivering, and, you know, these folks who maybe contributed Bitcoin to the project or Ethereum to the project and are seeing that level of value decrease and decrease and decrease without any real results or without any real specific utility for that project, they're getting disillusioned with that, and either they're packing up and going home, or they're packing up and moving that over to Bitcoin. So that's kind of two things, just like from an overall market sentiment standpoint, that I've been looking at and thinking about moving forward here. Looking at this though, I also think one of the big things that, you know, you want to keep in mind as we continue to move forward here is this upcoming ETF decision. Now, everybody's talking about this Bitcoin ETF. This is something that in the past has affected the Bitcoin markets as a whole, and it's something that a lot of people are talking about right now. However, there are some, you know, some kind of past historical data that we can look at. And specifically, here's a tweet from Carpe Noctem. If you're not following him on Twitter, you probably already are, but if you're not following Carpe on Twitter, I would definitely recommend doing so. And this is specifically a chart. If you're looking on the podcast, if you're listening on the podcast, I will put a link to this below in the podcast description so you can take a look. But it is specifically in regards to the GBTC premium over spot, and how the premium for GBTC is indicative of the kind of market's thoughts on the ETF decision and what that means, and we'll get into that. But if you're not, first of all, if you're not familiar with what GBTC is, it is the Bitcoin Investment Trust, and it is an OTC product that essentially mimics the, it holds Bitcoin, essentially. It is an OTC product that you could buy in whatever, your Scottrade account or your E-Trade account or wherever else you want to buy it, and you can use that to invest in, you know, to invest in Bitcoin or to invest and to kind of speculate in the Bitcoin market. However, it does trade at a significant premium typically to the actual underlying assets. So this is where it gets interesting with, you know, this is where, at least in my opinion, kind of gets slightly interesting with this ETF. So we can pull this up here and I'll make my face a little bit smaller here so you can actually see this. But this goes, as we're looking at this chart here, this is back in January of 2017, and it kind of goes into some of the past results of the last time there was a lot of hype and speculation around a Bitcoin ETF. And that hype and speculation really occurred in early 2017. It was the Winklevoss ETF, I believe, and if I remember correctly. But there was a ton of hype. There was a ton of hopium around Bitcoin is going to have this ETF. It's going to get approved. And as you can see, with this is the premium here. This dotted line is actually the parity of GBTC versus Bitcoin. So what that essentially means is that for every $1 worth of Bitcoin that is held by GBTC, that it is actually the stock price is actually worth $1, or there's $1 worth of that stock price. And there have been times in the past where GBTC is actually traded at a multiple times premium of the actual underlying assets, because the reason for that is really because GBTC is one of the only investment products that you can get kind of with a brokerage account, even though it's OTC and not really as institutionally focused or as sophisticated perhaps as a real ETF. So when you're looking at this, what happened previously? Well, in the last scenario, GBTC was trading, the Bitcoin Investment Trust OTC product was trading at a pretty substantial premium to the price of Bitcoin. And as they neared the ETF decision, that premium went down and down and down, because people were anticipating at that point in time, people were anticipating that the price are, you know, they would be able to access Bitcoin via potentially an ETF. So if, you know, there's another alternative, an ETF would be a preferred alternative for many people to be holding over, you know, over GBTC, if and when that does become available. And so the incentive to pay a premium for GBTC, if the ETF is approved, does reduce pretty significantly. So essentially what we're looking at here is the higher the premium for GBTC, the higher this chart is at right now, the higher the premium, the less expectation there is for an ETF. If the ETF is approved or people think it's going to get approved, you're going to see a lower and lower and lower premium because there is going to be another alternative to GBTC. So people are going to be less likely to pay a premium to the underlying assets when there's going to be another alternative out there at some point in time. At least that is in my mind. So keep an eye on this because this might be a good indicator of where the market's thoughts are on where the market's thoughts essentially are on this ETF. Now, it hasn't moved a ton recently, and because of that, some people have pointed out, because there is still a large premium, they don't believe, there still is a pretty significant premium, they do not believe that an ETF will be approved. However, if you start looking at this and you start seeing lower and lower and lower premiums for GBTC, that might be an indication of a sentiment shift as far as the expectation of approval for the ETF. So this is definitely something you want to keep an eye on. Again, I will link to Carpe Noctem's tweet and you can check out this information further there. Definitely something to keep an eye on. As far as how I'm playing this right now, for me personally, I have increased my percentage of my holdings from, you know, into Bitcoin. Now probably over 55% of my portfolio is Bitcoin. Part of that is because I already held a significant amount of Bitcoin. Part of that is because a lot of my altcoins have been bleeding value, especially Bitcoin-wise. And I also made a move to just kind of buy into more Bitcoin recently as well, with some fresh fiat too. So that's kind of where my head's at right now, is I am more and more heavily weighted into Bitcoin. I personally am doubtful that an ETF will be approved on August 10th. And I do think that you will see a pullback potentially in the market if that does happen. But I do think with the trading and speculation, I'm still kind of trying to formulate an exact plan of what I will do on, you know, what I will do in early August around this ETF decision. But I personally do believe that we'll probably see a continued trade up for Bitcoin into this speculation around a Bitcoin ETF. And I think that, you know, whether or not there's really any meat to the rumors of this, or there's really any legitimate opportunity for a Bitcoin ETF to get approved, we'll see some trading up because of the speculation and because of retail speculation as well, going into this ETF. But I will absolutely be keeping an eye on the GBTC premium and a lot of the other regulatory news surrounding this. Now, if you enjoyed this video, like I said before, hit that thumbs up button, hit that like button. Would really, really appreciate it. Thank you so much for your time today. Crypto Bobby, hope you have a good one. Signing out. Peace.